Carnival chairman Mickey Arison told a federal judge last week that the company was making progress on improving the environmental compliance on board their ships. In response, the judge said at the next hearing, which is set for April, she wants to see ways in which the results of specific improvements could be measured. Carnival is halfway through a five-year probation period stemming from a 2016 violation. A man who pleaded guilty to having assaulted a woman on board the Norwegian Jim has been sentenced to 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release. He has also been ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. The last April incident was caught on the ship's security footage, resulting in the man's arrest when the ship returned to Boston. And guests on five future sailings of Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas have been informed their cruises were canceled. Although the impacted cruises weren't set to take place until 2021, Royal Caribbean said that they were being axed in order to give them more time to complete the ship's previously scheduled dry dock. Bumped passengers are being given the options to rebook their cruise on a later sailing or on one of their sister ships, or canceling the cruise entirely and receiving a full refund. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.